It's the Carney Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Bop, bop, shoe up. It is 128 off the text line. We'll call back to the most drunk and least drunk NFL fans. Off the text line, 0.76, bunch of wimps. Mm. Actually, it was 0.076. 0.76, you would be Keith Whitley or dead. Keith Whitley's a country artist, too.
Oh.
Pretty much. Isn't that who I'm thinking of? Joe Baselli's here. Isn't that right, Keith Whitley, the guy I'm thinking of? Who is the... Who is the one that was married to Nicole Kidman?
That is...
Wasn't Keith Whitley? One of them had, like, a blood alcohol of, like, 20.
Keith Urban.
Wow.
Keith Urban.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe he was the one.
That's
it, like, it was like his blood was 25% liquor. Like, I know how he lived.
Can't be healthy.
Also, one more bit of housekeeping that I forgot to mention when I was talking about St. Charles. The annual art walk is going on Friday, so no need to be afraid of Friday the 13th. It will go 7 to 11.
Trichodescophobia?
Yes, trichodescophobia. Trichodescophobia. Old Post Office Building in historic Maine will be hosting that from 7 to 11. The art walk has been going on for a lot of years. This is the 10th year, I believe, for it. Riverfrontarts.org for more information about participating artists and more information. Hello, Joe Baselli.
Hey, thanks again for having me, John.
How Welcome to the Music Club, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
And since we last talked, you went to Nashville and you made some music. And
I made some new contacts down there and just trying to learn the industry down there. And I can't stop wondering now whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich. I can't decide.
It is.
It officially is.
Choose carefully. Because your ensuing time will depend on it. So it's a sandwich, right?
Yes.
There we go. So you played at the famed Commodore.
I did, yes. And I got to meet Debbie down there and got a really good response from the other writers that were playing that night and got some cards and kind of trying to break through that songwriter club.
Do you get a sense of the history, though, of like the people that had come before you in this place?
Yeah, especially when I went and stood on stage at the Ryman when I went and visited.
In the Circle.
The Grand Ole Opry. Oh, my gosh. To see the site that Johnny Cash and the Beatles, the same thing that they saw, the same stage they stood on, I definitely felt.
Well, they rebuilt it and moved it elsewhere, but they kept that circle, that circle of wood from the original.
Circle.
Yeah.
Yep.
How cool.
Felt amazing.
Well, good for you. Now do your job.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about Played Forward. And I know you're working with Sam, who's perpetually vacationing. But
I think she was doing some work down there, too. And we wanted to come on and promote the Baby Blue Showcase we've got coming up. It's going to be a whole bunch of great blues players. I tried to get Hector Anchondo, the track that I brought in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's coming into town about 4 days before that and will be gone already, unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad. And Baby Blue Showcase, Thanksgiving weekend, right?
Yes.
Always.
29th, BB's Blues Bar and Soups.
Yes.
Okay.
And Soups.
Make sure that I got the name right.
I also happen to know that one of the founders of that, Jeremy Siegel Moss, will be performing tomorrow night at Naked Vine in Chesterfield.
Okay.
So Bottoms Up Blues Gang. So that should be very cool indeed also.
And we are still looking for donations and raffle baskets, gift cards, anything for that to help out the cause of Play It Forward. They donate all their proceeds from that night.
And how many bands? I mean, it's a ridiculous amount of bands.
Oh, my gosh. It was like, I want to say 8 or 10.
Yeah.
At least. Not more.
Are you going to perform?
I'm not much of a blues. I don't know the picking.
With those pipes, you couldn't.
And my baby.
I might be able to sit in and sing a couple verses, but playing, I can't touch those guys.
And the instruments come in that you know of?
I delivered a saxophone last week to the program that's at the Limp Mansion.
Yeah.
The volunteer program. to a kid who needed a trumpet there. We're still looking for a baritone saxophone.
Why would you deliver a saxophone? The kid is looking for a trumpet.
I'm sorry.
You're a mean person.
We delivered the trumpet. We're still looking for a baritone saxophone as well as a tuba. So if you're out there in your car, you know somebody who has one of these, give us a call. Go on the website. playitforwardstl.org. We'd love to hear from you.
We've been on this tuba thing for like 3 months.
Nobody will give us a tuba.
I can't believe that no one within the sound of our voices doesn't have a tuba. The law of averages would say you probably forgot that you have a tuba in the basement.
It's taking up a lot of room. Just please let us give it to a kid.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted on that.
We'll do.
All right. And Baby Blue Showcase, we'll talk more about that when we get close to it. And we are getting close to it. Joe Baselli is with us. PlayItForwardSTL.org. Any other housekeeping to do on the philanthropic front, or do we get into the music?
Basically, we're just kind of looking for people that are willing to help out, donate to the cause. It's a great thing. Some of these instruments, it's the only thing that some of these kids have.
Oh, yeah.
So we really are looking for help. If you have instruments, please reach out to us. We want to get them to a kid.
All right, playitforwardstl.org for more information. And the other thing we do on the Music Club is turn you on to some music. So we got a couple artists you're going to let us know about?
Yes, this first one here is a buddy of mine. His name's Anthony Doria. He plays in a band called You, Me, and Dougie. And they've got some upcoming shows here. He wrote this song. He said he wrote the riff. I was talking to him last night. Wrote the riff about 5 years ago, and it took him that long to come up with the right words. And there's a couple just catchy, really catchy parts to this riff that he
probably did. I wonder if Dougie is why it took so long.
Very possibly could be.
All right, so that's the story behind this, and it's his name, Anthony Doria.
Anthony Doria.
All right, and has he got some shows coming up too?
He does. He's got the 6th at Flannery's, the 7th at Grizzly Bear, the 13th at Nick's Pub, and the 14th at 612 Kitchen and Cocktails.
All right.
A bunch of shows.
His dance card is punched.
They're on Facebook, You, Me, and Dougie.
Let's find out why. This is a tune called
Frenemy.
Took a long time to collect my thoughts and feelings. I am seeking plots hidden in my mind. And what kind of flaws lead me to this unfinished rhyme? Have I found the cause, or do I need to pry? Deep inside, is in me, what did I do? Have I found my feelings, or did I steal them from you? And why is it hard to separate the two? Am I the good guy, or am I the enemy? When will all the fighting end? Can we forgive ourselves and just go back to loving again? And why does it seem like no one ever wins? Am I the good guy, or am I the enemy?
Yumi and Dougie, the band, the song's Frenemy, and Anthony Doria, personal friend of Joe Baselli's.
He actually plays the guitar upside down. I walked in.
A la Hendrix, kind of?
He accidentally picked it up when he went to learn it upside down and learned that way and has never gone back.
Wow. Well, if he drank that way, he'd still be thirsty.
Did nobody, walk in the room for the first year? Say, wait a minute.
I guess not. But, yeah, I'll never forget. I met him. I was like, does he know he's playing upside down? And, yeah, he knows.
Tomorrow at Flannery's, Grizzly Bear on the 7th, 13th at Nick's Pub, 14th at 612 Kitchen and Cocktails. All right, Joe Baselli, you got one more for us?
We do. We've got one from Niehaus, which I believe he is an original member of the Byrds, if I'm not mistaken.
Not an original. He's not that old.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, he'd be furious.
Okay, not an original.
But, no, Scott was an original member of a band called Acousticity. He played with the Byrds Celebration. Also toured with Firefall, was a member of Firefall for a while.
I should have done my research more on this one. I have seen him play before at a couple different places and was just blown away.
And well, ladies, not. Scott is no longer a single man.
He
just recently got married.
Oh, congratulations to him.
Rogers, I don't know. Maybe. I don't follow Terry around.
And I believe they have a show coming up this Saturday at the Wildly Theater in Edwardsville.
Wildy.
The Wildy.
The Wildy Theater.
Not Wildly.
No.
Okay, Wildy.
If you've not been, what a great place that is.
I haven't. I'm going to have to check that out.
It is a very cool spot. This will be a good show. And this is coming up when? Saturday?
Saturday, November 7th.
That would be this Saturday. So Rogers and Niehaus, and they opened up for Poco out at St. Peter's. That concert that I had the pleasure of hosting, and people dug that a lot. So this ought to be a lot of fun, to be sure. So a little Rodgers and Niehaus, what do you got for us?
This song is called Disguise.
The Disguise.
You know what? That might not be correct. Let's hear it, and I'll tell you the real title when we come back.
There's a quiz. Boys that have graced us with their presence in the studio, performing Saturday night at the Wild, Rodgers and Niehaus Band, and you can see how they would do a grand job on like Crosby, Stills, and Nash material, and they do 4 and 20, the thing they do every year at Family Arena, which is great, great fun. So you did good, young man. Thank you, Joe Baselli.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Joe.
And you're right. Disguise was the name of that song.
Thank you. Yes, Disguise.
We have no parting gifts for you, just parting words. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, 138, out to the roads. Let's see what Ed Smarin's.